When a whale ship departed from Nantucket, it was an emotional time. Many whaling voyages in the 19th century lasted from 2 to 4 years, frequently rounding Cape Horn or the Cape of Good Hope, and sometimes circumnavigating the world. When whales were spotted, the whaleboats were launched in pursuit. The men would race to their assigned whaleboat, with a harpooner in the bow, 4 additional men to handle oars, and a boat header in the stern to steer the boat. As the whaleboat approached a whale, the harpooner would brace his thigh in the clumsy cleat to give himself stability to throw his harpoon. The harpoon did not kill the whale, but allowed the whaleboat crew to attach to the whale. A harpooned whale might take off swimming as fast as he could, dragging the whaleboat behind, perhaps at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some of the men hung onto the side of the boat. Others bailed water as the boat sped through the waves. This was the most exciting part of the whale hunt, and the most dangerous. This was called a Nantucket sleigh ride. Watch a brief video, looping behind the jawbone, depicting what a sleigh ride might have been like. And explore the voyages of the whale ship Edward Carey on the touchscreen display next to the jawbone.